A group of poachers attacked a convoy of government officials Tuesday near Bor town. Rizik Zakaria Hassan, the Minister of Wildlife Conservation and Tourism, blames a group of young men in Jonglei for carrying out the attack.
We fought in that ambush in the face entrance point from Bibor to Bor after crossing that very long sea desert. And we have been ambushed actually by Bor youth because, you know, most of them are poachers and they are relying on the wildlife. And the one who did that, they ambushed us. In the same time, they attacked the office. They have been targeting the bench of our cars because ahead of me, there were like 9 vehicles. And in the middle, but they attacked the 3 cars in the middle. But none of us got harmed.
General Kamisa Diang Ding, Director General for South Sudan Minister of Wildlife Conservation, says the attack is a big blow in efforts to end poaching in Jonglei State.
In Jonglei State, when we went along the Jonglei Canal where the animals are located because of availability of water and grass, of course, we got some bikers with animals being loaded on the border. But the good thing with them, they just throw the border and they run away with their rifles. Then we collected the remains of the animal and the motorbikes. So I think they were not happy. This is where they mobilized themselves. I think the ambush which was laid to us was a result of that. We captured like many motorbikes, like 10 or more, and then the reaction is to just lay an ambush.
A tour guide who did not want her name mentioned for fear of reprisal from the attackers says the incident could scare off investors and tourists alike.
It doesn't give me any morale anymore because I know the first thing we consider in our career is the safety of our people. If the country is just going to be like that in such a way, it will not even motivate us to take our tourists in such places. The government has to play a big role. First thing is they should consider the people who are staying in that place, particularly the Bor people. They have to tell them the importance of keeping this animal, and then they have to employ them.
Several calls to Kuala Tong, Jonglei State Acting Governor for comment went unanswered. Rizik says he met the state deputy governor and other officials in Jonglei to address the protection of wildlife.
Yesterday we convened a joint meeting with the state authority because that is not the first happening. There are so many frequent, and also we thought that they should stand their hand on this so that we combine together so that we combat poaching. That is one of the aspects which we put forward, and I will be working on that as well as improving on the presence of wildlife also for this in the ground.
Easy access to small arms and light weapons has encouraged poaching and hunting in South Sudan. According to the Wildlife Ministry, poachers often go on a hunting expedition with vehicles and motorbikes. The Tiang, a subspecies of the Topi African antelope, is the most poached animal in the Jonglei corridor. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyo reporting from Juba.